This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right, but Mesher twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in. And Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open to left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York, they open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Mott into 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, he had a really good second half here today.
He had 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent, the three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer with Chuck McGee at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. It's Rushi and Arlington. Just heard that should Rushi win, they more than likely will play Kirtland, which is up late, the 6 in the last couple minutes in the other state semifinal. Kirtland in the lead in its game. By mistake, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian is in the lead. Kirtland's D6.
Right.
Although the message I got referenced Kirtland. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian is playing South Webster at Ohio Dominican right now. That game's got to be winding down. The winner of that game plays the winner of this game in the D7 state championship next Saturday at 5:15. We've got Rushi and Arlington for you in the second game of two here tonight. Apologize for the sloppy beginning to our second broadcast of the evening, but we've been inundated with partial scores from D6 and D7 state semifinals elsewhere in Ohio. If you missed it, Marion Local conquered Colonel Crawford 52-38. Marion Local put on a clinic, an exhibition in game one, winning by 14, starting out up 6-0. Widened the gap to 13 points on two or three occasions. The biggest margin of the night was 14 at the finish, 52-38. Austin Niekamp outstanding. Braden Mesher excellent as well. What a game from Ryan Holman. Also chipping into the scoring, Grant Kramer for yep. Marion Local.
Yep, that was the four guys
shot. Scoring. An amazing 16 of 19 at the free throw line on top of 21 of 27 versus Anna in the regional championship. Congratulations to Kurt Guttemiller and the Marion Local Flyers. Many of those fans will witness a game two as another blue and gold club takes the floor. Rushi against Arlington in the second game. Rushi 27-0. The Raiders phenomenal all year long. Held Botkins in the regular season at 38-36, and then 30 points scored by Botkins in the regional championship at Wright State last week. It's going to be very interesting to see what gives here tonight in game number two, because Arlington is averaging 54 points a game, and defensively it's the best team in school history, allowing 34 per outing. Rushi in the upper 50s, pushing 60, allowing 36 per contest. Simply put, something's got to give. Head coach Spencer Cordonier has got his team peaking at the right time, just like Marion Local. Raiders are playing their very best basketball of the year. Having gone through Botkins three times, Jackson Center a couple times, Arlington plays in the Blanchard Valley Conference. Went 9-1 did Arlington in league play. Finished second in league action. 24-3 by way of record for the Arlington Red Devils. Lost three games in a row midseason to Crestview, Liberty Benton, and Spencerville. None of those was close. Did upset Delta St. John's last week 51-46 in a regional championship game, just like that Marion Local's victim in game one upset Lima Central Catholic in a regional championship game. That's what Colonel Crawford did. That's what Arlington did to get here. Everybody thought it might be Delphi St. John's, but Arlington, which features big 6'10 junior Calvin Willow, who makes 60% of his field goals and made 9 in a row, it's Delphus, is going to be the man in the post that Rushi will have to deal with. He's a summer AAU performer. Rushi played with him. He's not unfamiliar to the Raiders. So Rushi likes that part of it. Arlington will try to slow the game down, no question about it. They did it pretty effectively against Delphi St. John's. The Raiders love speeding teams up.
Well, you were saying before the game they average less than 10 turnovers a game.
Right.
We'll see how that plays out, because Rushi probably turns teams closer to 20 times a game.
Uh-huh.
So we'll see how that goes. Secondly, I waited for 2 years to see Delphi St. John's, and these guys ruined it. So I would be rooting for Rushi anyway, but now I hope they kill him.
Oh, how about the three-point shooting from Benjamin York and his teammates in the win over Botkins? Rushi went, what, 6 of 12 behind the arc, and York at 18 points.
Yeah, they shot the ball well. They just came out. Botkins had a terrific season, but boy, just Rushi in that third time they played, they just weren't going to let Botkins get too close to him. And, Rushi is the number one team in the state Division 7 for a reason.
Indeed. And again, the winner of this game will meet the Willoughby Cornerstone Christian South Webster winner. That game winding down now in Ohio Dominican. It was a 7 p.m. tip. Cornerstone Christian 20-8, South Webster 22-3. Rushi Raiders and the Arlington Red Devils have left the floor. We'll continue with our pregame and hear from Rushi head coach Spencer Cordonier in just a few minutes. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green on ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a paint custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. SECURCOM. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
The winner of this game between Rushi and Arlington will take on the Willoughby Cornerstone Christian South Webster winner. Understand that game is down to 5 minutes left. Willoughby leads by six. That contest, the other state semifinal in D7, is being played right now at Ohio Dominican. Arlington in front of us, shooting around. Rushi down to her left. I tell you what, defending the Rushi Raiders, Chuck, is like trying to put your thumb on big holes in a dike. When you get one hole filled, then boom. Somebody explodes elsewhere in the dike. You got four young men averaging in double figures. Braylon Verdonier, Benjamin York, Dominic Francis, Fitz Borchers. They all rebound. They all pass beautifully. Each runs the floor, and the defense is unbelievably suffocating.
Yeah, they're outstanding from top to bottom. Anxious to see Vince Borchers, how he plays, getting into the lane against the big kid from Arlington. If he gets in there and he comes over, he can drop. Somebody inside should have a big game for Rushi.
Yeah, 24-3 Arlington is led by Jace Vermillion, coach's son at guard, 15.2 points a game, 38% three-point shooter, 75% on free throws is Vermillion, the 6'1 senior. Calvin Willow in the post, 6'10, a junior, 11 points per game. As I mentioned, he was the kingpin. He dominated Delphi St. John's with 22 in the upset last weekend. Aiden Cavaney, a 6'1 junior, 9 points a game. Brady Briggs, 6'1 senior, 8 points a game. And Trenton Heacock, a 5'11 junior, 5 points a game and 40% on threes, will round out the tentative starting lineup for Arlington. Spencer Cordonier, head coach, Rushi Raiders, has been quite busy this week. He's had Rushi practicing at home in the Rushi gym, and midweek was up here at Bowling Green. I chatted with Coach Cordonier just yesterday, and I talked about practices leading up to this big battle against Arlington, which upset Delphi St. John's. Arlington features the big man in the middle, Calvin Willow.
Yeah, we went up to Bowling Green yesterday and got an hour and 45 minutes and got a lot of shots up, got some work running up and down the floor. You know, the floor size isn't any different. That's what we've played on all year. Preparing for Arlington is, you know, as usual. Like I said, you know, we've got a couple kids around town that are 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", so we were able to utilize them a couple days in practice this week, and Felix actually made the trip to Bowling Green with us, and Dane's been in here a couple days this week, and just working on attacking him, you know, these guys don't get rattled by a whole lot, so I don't necessarily think that, you know, 6'8", 6'9", 6'10", however tall he is, and hearing conflicting reports, but I don't think they'll shy away from anything.
Hey, speaking of Felix, he graduated a year ago. Hayden graduated. Braden graduated. Francis, Squinter, Monin, three outstanding seniors. Can't replace them. But yet, you've established your own identity this year in 24-25. A wealth of experience back from last season. The keys along the way. Who emerged? Who really stepped up to help this team get better and better as the season progressed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're right. You can't replace those guys, but, you know, we knew what we had waiting in the wings to step into those roles. And, you know, Vince and Benjamin and Braylon have played big roles the last, you know, 3 years. You know, Zeb Schultz, he was kind of the odd man out last year and done a really nice job of you know, accepting what his role would be this year. And you know, defensively, he's our talker. He kind of commands, you know, and lets everybody know what's going on at the defensive end. And you know, Jackson Grigian coming off the bench is does what Jackson does, and you know, he's struggled a little bit shooting throughout the year, but you know, he's still going to let it fly tomorrow, and that's what we expect him to do. You know, Braylon and Vince's role changed a little bit. So did Benjamin's. You know, I told both of those two, Borchers and Cordano, you know, you're going to be looked at to score more. I didn't have to tell them that. They knew that.
Right.
And Dominic's stepped into the big man role, you know, kind of seamless, really. I mean, about midway through the year, it was, you know, okay, Dom, just go block shots. Just quit worrying about things. Just go block shots. And we've done a fantastic job of controlling the boards every single night, and I don't expect anything to be different.
Vince Borchers leads your club in rebounds. I think Dom's right behind, a half a rebound behind him. But, boy, you get it out and go. That fuels your offense at the other end.
You know, one thing that's remained the same, and it's why we don't concentrate so much on the other team, you know, in 4 days of practice. I don't need to tell these guys, you know, how to handle a ball screen, how to handle a handoff, and they just know. They understand team defense, and I mean, we're giving up, I don't know, 34, 35 points a game, and you know, again, it doesn't matter the talent level. It comes down to defense wins championships, and that's what these kids are about. And you know, can you get to 50? I mean, we're going to score points. I mean, we've got four guys scoring and averaging in double figures. So, you know, then tomorrow's going to be another challenge. They accept every challenge head on. And, you know, Holden Botkins, the 30 last Saturday was, you know, they got 37 and 36 on us. And I told the kids, if we get to 50, we're going to win. It's just what it comes down to.
Head coach Spencer Cordano, Rushi Raiders, getting ready for the 6-10 Calvin Willow and Arlington here tonight. The Red Devils, the Giant Killer, beating Delphin St. John's in the big upset 1 week ago while Rushi was defeating Botkins. Raiders scored 20 points in a row at one stretch in the first half of that game. Just an avalanche. And the question, can Arlington shoot 60% again, second week in a row? Can they shoot 50%? They made two-thirds of their shots against Delphin St. John's, did Arlington.
Well, I'm going to say
their biggest thing is, can they get the ball over half court against Rushi without turning it over? And I could be wrong, because I've had there one other time in my life I was, and I will admit to that. But the way they play defense, I think Arlington's biggest problem is going to be turnovers, not so much their shooting percentage.
From storm doors to garage doors, Francis Schulze and Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components for these two teams tonight. Key building components for sure. Dominic Francis versus Calvin Willow in the middle. And as Chuck alluded, Arlington is committing fewer than 9 turnovers per game on the season. What will Rushi's D do to Arlington's ball handling? Key building components for tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veteran Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, offers many services to vets and their eligible family members. Services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, emergency financial relief, and the on-site food pantry, just to name a few. Shelby County Veteran Services, here to ensure you receive all the benefits you deserve. Call our office for more info at 937-498-7282. Schedule an appointment if you'd like. For additional information, visit our website, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. You served our country. We are here to serve you. Rushi Raiders return to the floor, 7 minutes or so away from the opening tip. Starting lineups are around the corner. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Marion Local won the opener in the D6 state semifinal, 52-38 over Colonel Crawford. Now it's the Rushi Raiders' turn here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building. building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son, Dave, some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over five decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's A-L-L-E-N-B-A-U-G-H. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a two-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
Pre-game festivities mostly out of the way here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. We seat about 5,000 in the arena, and it was 85% full for game one. It is back to the rafters. Darn near a sellout for game two, probably pushing 48-5 here for the second game between Rushi and Arlington. Something's got to give early on in this game, Chuck. Arlington's giving up 3 field goals on average in the first quarter of games this year. They're allowing 7 points per first quarter all season long, 27 games.
Well, you know what? That's good coaching, because you talk about coming into a game, locked into the game plan. That's pretty impressive.
Spencer Cordonier, 25 years coaching for Rushi, 25 in all. 10 or 11 as a head coach, 6 coaching boys. Longtime head coach Jace Vermillion running the Arlington program. Recently earned the statewide Sportsmanship Ethics Integrity Award. School record for most wins this year in Arlington, 24. Rushi Raiders starting 5 has just been introduced after the rest of the roster for the Raiders was announced as well. Arlington starting 5 will come out. For Rushi, it is Zeb Schultze opening up at a wing. 6'2", senior, 4 points a game. Vince Borchers runs the show at the point. Close to 13 a game for the 6'2", senior Vince. Benjamin York at a wing. 11 a game, 6'5", and a senior. Dominic Francis in the middle. 11 per contest, 6'6", and a senior. Braylon Cordonier, 15 a game, 40% three-point shooter, 75% on free throws. Braylon, the 6'4 senior, rounds out the starting 5. And for Arlington, the coach's son, Jace Vermillion, at 15.2 points per game. He runs the show, 6'1 senior, 38% on threes for Vermillion, 75% at the stripe. Brady Griggs, 6'1 senior to wing, 8 points a game, 72% field goal shooter on the year. Trenton Heacock, just under 5 a game, 40% on threes, 5'11 a junior. Aiden Cavaney, 6'1 junior at a wing position, 9 points a game. And Calvin Willow, 11 a game, 6'10 junior in the middle. And Rushi won the opening tip against Willow.
Yeah, actually out-jumped him to get the tip.
Dominic Francis out-jumps Willow. Center court tip to open up action. Here's Rushi working it down inside. Cordonier uses the rim as a protector and makes a great reverse layup on Willow to start the action. 2-0 in favor of Ruscha. Raiders patiently work the ball down inside against the big man for Arlington. Arlington attacks out front. It's Brady Griggs. Griggs starts to drive. Gives it to Vermillion in the left corner. He penetrates. Covered up with Francis. Ball thrown to the arc. And Arlington resets. We played 50 seconds, 2-0 Ruscha. Here's a dribble drive into the lane. A running one-hander by Griggs. Much too hard. Hit the backboard rim. Caromed off. And we got a mistake right away on the out-of-bounds call. It's ruled Arlington possession after a white jersey knocked it over the end line. Arlington in the white. Red numbers outlined in black. Ruscha in gold. Can't miss the Raiders. That shiny, bright mustard gold of Ruscha, black numbers. Here's Calvin Willow, baseline right. He positions against Dominic Francis and overshoots a six-footer. It's no good. Rebound down to Borchers. Behind the back on the dribble. On the arc to York. York penetrates the lane. Shoots from 12. Hit the backboard rim, no good. What a rebound on the inside by Zeb Schulte. The Raiders retain it. It goes into Francis in the post. Below the rim, it's Zeb. Zeb throws to midcourt. Raiders try to keep it from going over and back. And it's saved on the play by York. To Borchers. Driving layup is good. Scattered floor. Ruscha took advantage. Borchers on the finish.
What an effort right there by Benjamin York to go get that ball.
Benjamin York with the most unbelievable save at midcourt to prevent an over and back you've ever seen. It was incredible. Here is Arlington traveling with the basketball. Drew Metzger, a sub in off the bench, a 5'11 junior, took steps.
I forgot he dribbled twice.
Under pressure, he blew it. 4-0 Ruscha, as we remarked before the tip. Arlington's given up 3 field goals in the first quarter per game all year. Ruscha's got 2 in the first 2 minutes. Borchers with the ball 30 feet away. Right side to Jackson Grogene, who's in for Schulte.
They've gone zone now. They didn't like the man.
Right. Arlington, man-to-man the first 2 minutes, and now it's a zone look. Benjamin York, 30 feet away on the right, goes high, center to Cordonier. Left wing, Grogene. A 3-ball, no good. Step back is good. Benjamin York tipped it in. 6-0 Ruscha. Benjamin York sneaked inside of 6'10 Willow. And got the easy putback. Arlington with the ball, top of the circle. Brady Griggs, far left wing. It goes to Drew Metzger, 5'11 junior. Metzger, a little uncertain with the basketball. There's a pass inside to Willow. Willow over Dominic Francis. Hook shot is in. Nice play by the big man, Calvin Willow. Soft hook from 6 feet away. 6'2 Ruscha. Vince Borchers 30 feet out. Gives it to York. Cordonier's in the teeth of the zone. Borchers drives all the way to the rack. It's in and out. No good. Rebound Dominic Francis. Knocked away by Arlington. It's loose on the deck. And here come the Red Devils. Quickly down the floor. Metzger gives it up left corner to Vermillion. Vermillion scoots into the lane. Tries to make a pocket pass to the big man Willow. And Ruscha spoils it out of bounds. 4:35 to go, first quarter, 6-2 Ruscha. Arlington inbounds below the rim is Brady Griggs. Griggs wants Willow in the middle, gets it to him. Back to the basket, 10 feet away. Knocked in the air by Borchers. Caught though by Griggs. Griggs to Willow, baseline right. He pivots. Might have walked. Throws it on the arc to Vermillion. Long three try, Jace Vermillion. He pins it. 6-5 Ruscha. Two big scorers for Arlington on the year. Vermillion and Willow have got the 2 field goals. Here's York. Bounce pass to Cordonier in the lane. Around Willow to the rim. Willow blocked it. Loose ball. Borchers gets it back. Hits the cutter Grogene. Grogene is altered by Willow. Shot's no good. Taken away by Arlington. Willow had impact on that trip down the floor by Ruscha. 6-5 Raiders. 30 feet away, Trent Heacock. Ball thrown to Willow in the post. Turnaround 7-footer is good. Calvin Willow. Arlington was 7 straight. 7-6 Arlington in the lead by 1. Nice spurt for the Red Devils. Zone defense, Arlington. Rogine on the arc. Outside the top of the circle to Borchers, 20 feet away. Near side, York against the zone. Raiders thwarted a little bit. Oh, nice inside pass to Borchers. Cutting to the rim. Got it for two.
Good pass by York.
What a dish off by Benjamin York. Beautiful assist. 8-7 Rushi. 3 minutes to play first quarter. Dribbling midcourt Vermillion for Arlington. There he goes, down the lane. He sprints free. Left-handed layup of beauty. Nice play by Vermillion of Arlington. 9-8 in favor of the Red Devils. Vermillion took that ball at midcourt. He saw a crease in that Rushi defense and took advantage. Outside the arc on the left, it's Grosjean for Rushi. Grosjean swivels, top of the circle. Goes near side to Borchers. Hand off to Benjamin York against the zone. Oh, here's a bust out. Bad pass. Grosjean steal Vermillion. Way up at the other end. Good. 11-8 Arlington. 2:18 to go, first quarter. Borchers over the timeline. He's greeted by Metzger, top of the zone, now to Grosjean. Grosjean to Borchers, 25 feet away. Ball dump baseline right to Dominic Francis. He goes opposite to Grosjean on the arc. Now York straight away for three. A long bomb is good! Benjamin York, a trifecta. Tied at 11. Here's Vermillion on the run. Wild shot down the lane. Off the backboard, no good, long rebound. Steal by Cordonier to Grosjean. Back to Braylon. Layup is good. Transition bucket for Rushi. Timeout called. Raiders 13, Arlington 11. 1:39 to go in the first. Hunt Scores, broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Oh, the action is fast and furious. 24 points scored. Rushi with a good start at the outset. 6-0, then back came Arlington to take the lead, 11-10. Zone defense by the Red Devils, giving Rushi a little bit of a headache. Last bucket by Rushi was, what, a three-pointer by York?
Yes.
13-11, Raiders lead. Willow of Arlington in the post. Cordonier on him. Willow twisting, turning, and he hits it. A fadeaway eight-footer over Braylon Cordonier. Willow, as advertised, is off to a stellar start. 13-13 tie. York on the arc for Rushi. Gives it up to Borchers. He enters the paint. Treated by Willow. Goes around him and lays it in. What a play by Borchers. 15-13 Raiders. Nice head fake, dipsy do by Vince.
Yep, he did a nice job. Had to get around the 6'10 kid.
Here is Griggs for Arlington, which is down to 15-13. 47 seconds to go, first quarter. On a drive, it's Griggs to Vermillion, over guarding Benjamin York, who thought he had a clean reach in. Foul whistled. And that, believe it or not, Chuck, is foul number one in this game.
My kind of officiating.
Right. I like it. Baseline right of the rim. Brady Griggs, 6'1 senior, will inbound. Looks for Willow. Throws it to him, top of the key. Hand off to Vermillion. Vermillion deals to Griggs. Griggs with the Bowling Green logo at midcourt. Lobs high post to Willow. Hands to Griggs. Driving layup is good. Old-fashioned give and go. Whip Rushi. 15-15 tie. 24 seconds to go, first quarter. Borchers midcourt. Raiders will play for one. Pitch and catch. Vincent Braylon down to 14-13. Fine start to this game by Arlington. Arlington's done a mix of driving and throwing to the post for points. Here's Cordonier. Cordonier foul line. Great pass to Dominic. Layup good. With 2 seconds left,
long 55-footer is off the rim. Almost went in by Aiden Cavaney of Arlington. Oh, the great bucket by Rushi to end the first gives the Raiders the lead. 17-15 after one on scorersbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
If the Raiders need to do a better job keeping Willow from getting the ball so deep, and this Vermillion is the real deal at guard for Arlington, which is down to Rushi, 17-15, and we start quarter number two. Arlington shot nearly 70% against Delphi St. John's, and they're 7 for 10 so far here tonight. Here's a long three, missed by Cavaney, loose ball rebound right corner. Peacock traces it down, but his toe is on the stripe. Rushi possession, two-point lead, 25 seconds gone here in the second quarter. The winner takes on Willoughby Cornerstone Christian in a state final next Saturday, 5:15 UD Arena. Here's Schulze on the arc for the Rushi Raiders. Makes a bounce pass, low post right to Cordonier, but in so doing, he took a step or two.
Yeah, he switched pivot feet as he threw the pass.
Here is Arlington bringing it down the floor. Turnover each team to start period number two. 7:20 left in the quarter. Rushi up a bucket. Here's Vermillion on the arc. Into the big man, Willow. Willow's double-teamed and throws it away. Rushi on the steal. Interception by Cordonia. Up ahead to Borchers. Still a zone look from Arlington. Straightaway Vince outside the arc on the left to York. Baseline left, Dominic. Goes around Willow and then makes a bad pass going opposite far side of the floor. Dominic threw it into the Arlington bench.
I'm not sure who he even thought he saw over there. There wasn't a player.
17-15 Rushi. 6:50 left, second quarter. Dribbling down the right side. Heacock for Arlington. Goes opposite to Aiden Cavaney. His pass to the post. Batted by Schulze, nearly stolen. Almost saved it inbounds. Good hustle to Zeb. 6:41 left, second quarter. 17-15 Rushi, but two over Arlington. Marion Local handled Colonel Crawford in the D6 state semifinal in game one tonight. 52-38 leading all the way. Jumped out 6-0. It never got less than five for the remainder of the night. Marion Local put on a clinic, especially at the defensive end. Offense was outstanding too. Arlington with the ball right in front of us. They work the weave, top of the circle. Vermillion with a fadeaway 15-footer. Awkward delivery way off the mark. That was a poor shot there. Rebound Rushi. Borchers down the floor in the lane. On the arc to York. Near side, Cordonier. Baseline left, Borchers. Shot fake against Vermillion. Goes opposite side of the floor to Schulze, who uncorks a three, air ball. Rebound Vermillion of Arlington. Dribbles down the floor, meets a contingent of gold jerseys, gives it up, gets it back, shoots the three, and swishes it.
Well, that was a mistake. They had him, they left him. No, they should never leave him alone.
Jace Vermillion gave the ball up, got it back. You're right, Chuck. Rushi didn't cover him, did it first. 18-17 Arlington. 5:33 to go, second quarter. Cordonier in the post. Turnaround jump shot over Willow. Hits it. Braylon Cordonier from 12. 19-18 Rushi.
This has a feel like it might be a close one, doesn't it?
5:20 left to go, second quarter. Long lob pass. Griggs pitches it to Willow. Willow with a leaping left-hand stab goes up over the rim and scores for two more. 20-19 Arlington. Here's Cordonier in the post. Took the pass from York. Braylon spins. He's in there forever. Got out in time. Gave it to Borchers right corner. Borchers against Griggs. Hits the cutter. York down the lane. Left it short. No good. Willow was there. York got around him. Couldn't get it over the rim. Arlington by one. Long three ball Vermillion. 27-footer. In and out. No good. Rebounded by Borchers. Arushi. Quickly up the floor to Cordonier. That is Schulze. Schulze straight away. Braylon. Long 27-footer. He scores it. Braylon Cordonier pops in a long one.
Wow.
22-20. Arushi. 4:22 to go. Second quarter. Here's Brady Griggs at midcourt for Arlington. Bounce pass to Willow. 6'10 man is 20 feet away. Near side, Brady Griggs curling Vermillion on top. Boy, he runs into trouble. He runs into Schulze and York. Held ball. Arrow Rushi. 4 minutes, 8 seconds to go. Second quarter. Rushi 22, Arlington 20. Zone defense, Arlington. Forcing Rushi to respond a little differently. It's a good zone with a big 6'10 man in the middle of it.
Yeah, that's exactly. They're spreading them out, and then they got the big guy in case you make a mistake.
Fortress to York, deep left corner, trifecta. He hits it. Benjamin York almost out of bounds. York coming on strong here in the tournament. He's hot. Here's a dribble drive. Oh, what a play. Brady Griggs right down the middle of the court. Left-handed scooper is good by Griggs. He counters. Timeout called on the floor. 3:40 left here in the second quarter. Scoreboard reads Rushi 25, Arlington 22 on scorersbroadcast.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super strip loin steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
Well, here come the Raiders to midcourt. It is Borchers with 3:31 to go till halftime. Rushi 25, Arlington 22. Borchers below the foul line, hands to York. York's running jumper blocked by Willow. Loose ball picked up by Dominic. He tries to make a pocket pass, but it's right to an Arlington player. Steal by the Red Devils. Arlington down the floor, down three. 3:13 left. First half, Willow high post. Looks for the cutter. Near side of the floor. An Arlington player went down hard. It was Vermillion. He gets up limping. Pass to Griggs at the foul line. Top of the circle, Metzger. To Willow, baseline left. Here's Dominic trying to defend. Pass opposite corner, Vermillion. He guns a three. No good off the back brace. Long rebound to York. Rushi up three, 25-22. 2:46 to go, second quarter. York on the arc to Borchers. Gets instructions from head coach Spencer Cordonier. Borchers, Grojean. Grojean 25 feet out on the bounce. Zone defense, Arlington. Ball thrown to Cordonier in the post. Cordonier spins, goes up into the body of Willow, and attracts a two-shot foul. Nicely done by Braylon.
Yep, get into a shot blocker into his body.
2:29 to go, second quarter. 25-22, Rushi. Couple free throws for Cordonier. First one's in the air. A lot of rim, no good. Comes off the front. Missed it. Second free throw by Braylon. Dips the knees, pumps it, hits it. 26-22, Rushi. Just got a text, Chuck. So much for Arlington holding its opponents to three field goals in the first quarter. Rushi's got 26 points with 2 minutes to go here in the second. There's a pass by Arlington, a beauty by Metzger into Willow. He missed a two-footer. Saved by Arlington, but right to Grogene. A bust out by Jackson. Jackson Grogene to the rack for two. 28-22, Rushi. Willow last trip down. Missed a shot from 6 inches away. It hung on the front ribbon, came off. Push-off foul on Rushi in the half court. It's common. Arlington will throw in. Biggest deficit since Arlington was down 6-0 at the start. Inbounding far side of the floor. Vermillion for Arlington. Flips it into backcourt to Brady Griggs. Griggs up the right side to Trenton Heacock. He works on Grogene, goes around him. Shot fake. Heacock missed it. It wouldn't go in, but he got a couple Raiders off their feet. Foul called. Two free throws here for Heacock of Arlington. Nicely done by the Red Devils, who cleared out for Heacock against Grogene. He tried to take advantage of the height differential. The free throw is in and out. No good. 28-22, Rushi. 1:42 left, second quarter. Second shot to Heacock. Swish. 28-23, Raiders. Here comes Borchers to midcourt. 51 points scored in this game in just over 14 minutes. High-powered offense both ways. Borchers on the arc for Rushi. Still against the zone. Cross court to Grogene. Right corner, Cordonia for three. Got it! Got it! Cordonia from downtown. That was made from out on I-75. That was deep. 31-23, Rushi. 70 seconds to go, first half. Here's Vermillion on a drive. The teardrop in the lane. Off balance, no good. Rebound bobbled, collected by Francis. Outlet to Borchers. Borchers one-on-one in the lane. Throws it out back to Grogene. Out of Cordonier. Rushi resets. Raiders up 8. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Rushi may play for one. Borchers at the timeline. Looks at his head coach, who says, let's be patient.
Well, they're going to go four corners, but you don't really have to if they're going to play a zone. Just hold it.
Right.
Take it at them.
Rushi exercising discretion, discipline. And now Arlington goes little man out near the timeline. Grogene momentarily doubled, dribbles, shovels it on the plate of Cordonier. Push off against Arlington. 23.6 to go, second quarter. Rushi 31, Arlington 23. It's been a high-octane offensive game so far. Rushi giving up 35 points a game on the year, has allowed 23 here to Arlington already. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Borchers on the arc. Rushi would like to go up 10 or 11, double digits at the break. The lead is 8. 10 seconds left. Cordonier, 20 feet out. Fakes the weave to York. Ball thrown opposite corner. Grogene steps inside the arc. Overshoots a long deuce. Fadeaway shot. Dominic at the buzzer. Off target. No good. And that's how the second quarter closes. Rushi 31. Arlington 23. The underdog Red Devils gave a very good account of themselves in the first two quarters. 8-point lead Rushi at halftime on scorersbroadcast.com.
To get your car or truck back on the road, take the road to Routes 47 and 66 in Newport. Myers Garage and Drive-Thru offers reliable vehicle service and repair. Towing 24/7. Serving Dark, Miami, and Shelby counties. And what a great reputation. Myers has been around for 60 years with excellent workmanship on your cars and trucks. Plus, take advantage of Meyer's convenience store and drive-thru in Newport at the crossroads of the Rushi, Houston, and Fort Loramie school districts. Meyer's Garage and Drive-Thru, the right choice since the 1960s to get your car or truck running right. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Loramie is part of the RECI Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at RECI, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Loramie. The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce, all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
Oh, welcome back to the Bowling Green State University Stroh Center. Seen at tonight's doubleheader, D6 state semifinals. Game one went to Marion Local 52-38. Flyers conquered Colonel Crawford pretty comfortably. Strong performance by Coach Gutta Miller's team, which will play for a state championship next Saturday at 2. Airtime 1:20 p.m. next Saturday afternoon here on Scores Broadcast from the UD Arena. I think the opponent is Kirtland. I understand that Kirtland did win its D6 state semifinal on the other side of the state. That game, I believe, played up at Otterbein. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian won in Division 7. It awaits this winner for the D7 state title at 5:15 next Saturday at the UD Arena. 31-23, Rushi leads Arlington here at the break on scoresbroadcast.com. This segment brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie and Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Chuck?
I think the first thing we look at is the shooting. Rushi 13-23 at 56%. 4-6 from behind the arc, 66%. Arlington 10-19 from the floor, 52%. 2-5 shooting threes, 40%. Pretty impressive. Rebounding advantage 10-8 for the Raiders. 4-1 on the offensive boards. 5 turnovers by the Red Devils. 4 by the Raiders. Each team 1-2 from the free throw line. Arlington led by Jace Vermillion with 10, Calvin Willow with 8, Brady Griggs with 4, and then Haycock had 1 on a free throw. They scored 15 and 8, 23 for the first half. Cordonier had 13. He was 5-for-5 from the floor, 2-for-2 from behind the arc. 8 points for Benjamin York. He had 2 threes, 6 for Borchers. Then they got 2 from Grogene and 2 for Francis. They scored 17 and 14, leading 31-23 at the half.
Impressive effort by Arlington. Big upset winner over Delta St. John's last week. Everybody had Rushi as the prohibitive favorite in this game tonight. The Raiders in a scrap. It's a dogfight. The zone defense with that 6'10 guy in the middle is pretty stingy. So Rushi's got to carefully select shot options. And Willow's a force, and Rushi's very conscious of him. Right. He's altered some shots, no question about it.
He has. Well, the zone, Borchers had 6 early. Yep. They went to the zone. Now it's hard for him to navigate through the zone get up over the 6'10 kid. What that's done is Kate Cordonier and Benjamin York stand out there, and as long as they're making threes, Arlington's in trouble.
And Well, once Rushi gets up, what, a dozen, 13?
Arlington have to come out.
Yeah, Arlington may have to change from zone to man.
Absolutely.
This segment here on Scores Broadcast brought to you by Borchers Family Floor Center and Stippel Construction in Botkins. Halftime, 31-23. Easy for me to say. 8-point lead, Raiders over Arlington on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Stippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Stippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Stippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. ScoresBroadcast.com, the radio on your phone for high school sports. 31-23, Rushi. Chuck, where would the Raiders be without 4 of 6 from behind the arc in this game?
Right, tied. Set up 8.
It'd be a tight squeeze, that's for sure. Thankfully, Rushi, 4 of 6 from 3-point land to lead by 8. We start the third quarter. Here's Arlington out high, thinking about going back door. Rushi wise to it, not available. Here's Metzger, top of the circle. Left corner, Griggs, 25 feet away, Vermillion. Now Griggs, defended by York. Griggs wants to drive, top of the circle, foul line. Goes to Metzger, not a threat to shoot the three. Here's Jace Vermillion,
is over 15 points a game on the year. Dribble drive by Griggs, stolen, knocked away by Schulte. DeFrancis, 3-on-2. DeBorchers to the rim. I think he was fouled. No call. Well, he was bludgeoned. Going to the basket was Borchers. Rebound knocked out by Arlington. Rushi should be shooting two free throws.
He's pulling a couple of nails out of his arm. That wasn't a foul, though.
Here's a good inbounds play. Borchers hits York in the lane. Loops it up from 7 feet over Willow. Can hit the heel. Scrap for the rebound in the paint area. And it is a held ball. It'll be kept here down at this end by Rushi. Boy, the Raiders want to eventually finish off this long possession with points after having a few shots at it right around the rim.
Yeah, the longer they let Arlington hang, the more Arlington thinks they can win the game.
Ball thrown to Braylon Grenier on the arc. Now to York, 25 feet away. Borchers comes out to catch it at the BG logo at center circle. To York, left corner for Grenier. To Dominic against Willow. Dominic Francis, reverse layup, using the rim! Scores! Oh, he defended Willow with the rim. Oh, that was sweet.
That was so quick.
Beautiful play by Dominic Francis. He had a nasty first step. Beat Willow below the backboard. Dribble drive, Vermillion. Dances into the lane, skips to the basket. Push-off foul from behind Marushi. Biggest lead for the Raiders, 33-23. 6:36 to go in the third. Inbounding below the basket, Vermillion. Vermillion triggering. Throws to Griggs, foul line extended right. Hits Vermillion, back cut low on the left against Borchers. Left it short. Vince bothered him. No good. Rebound down to Vince. Vince head of the key. Elbow in the left. Penetrates the lane against Willow. On the arc to York. Steps back, shoots the long three. No good. Great rebound, Francis. Up short, no good. Cordonier's got it to Borchers. And Rushi gets a timeout to salvage the possession. Raiders up 10, 147 gone in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
Located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Ball lobbed in by Borchers to Cordonier, who dumps it down to Francis. Dominic on the reverse shot below the rim.
Yes, sir.
What a play. That's the patented Spencer Grenier inbound. Ball lobbed in by Vince Borchers after the timeout to Spencer Grenier below, or to Braylon Grenier below the foul line. And then he pitches it in the air to the right of the rim to Dominic, who caught it, reversed it around Willow, came up on the other side and scored. The lead for Rushi is 12. Here's Vermillion driving down the left side of the lane. Great dish to Heacock for a basket.
Boy, they do a nice job. When they get in the lane, they find that guy cutting from the corner.
First point for Arlington here in the third. Trenton Heacock got the two-pointer. Here's Dominic Francis, baseline right for Rushi. Makes a sloppy pass below the rim right to an Arlington player. Then Borchers over guards Vermillion in backcourt.
Okay, that was too silly. That was a bad pass and then a bad foul.
35-25, Rushi. 5:17 to go in the third. Biggest lead was a bucket to go at 35-23 with 5.5 left in the third. And tit for tat here in this quarter, Chuck, as you noted, been a foul or two either end, not called. It's gotten physical. The officials letting him play. On the arc, it's Cavani for Arlington. Dumps it down low post on the block. Over the back foul on Rushi.
That's on Francis. I think that's his second. He's going to bring him out.
Two fouls on Dominic Francis for the Raiders. He'll sit, take a breather. Grogene on the floor with Schulte. York, Porchers, Cordonier. Good inbounds play by Arlington. Short shot right of the rim. Missed by Heacock. Rebound punched out top of the circle. Vermillion's got it. And Arlington resets down to 10 with 4:54 to go third quarter. Here is Griggs, 25 feet away. Gets a screen from Willow. Willow rolls. But Rushi hangs with him. No pass. Ball thrown to Willow, 12 feet out of the post. Cordonier works hard on him. Baseline left, Willow can't shoot. Bad pass, intercepted by Borchers. Behind the back against Vermillion. Borchers in the lane as it's stripped. Loose ball, Schultze. Johnny on the spot to clean it up, and a foul called against Arlington. A lot of hacking going on right now both ways.
There is, but you're reaching in, they're getting a little hand. If they're not going to call it, I have no problem with that.
35-25, Rushi inbounds on the arc to Borchers. Near side of Cordonier to Schultze. He lost it. He traces it down, gives it to Grojean. Good save by Zepp. Everybody on the floor. 4 minutes into the third quarter, huffing and puffing. Both teams working hard. Borchers elbow on the left. Left corner, Cordonier for three. It hit the flange. Long rebound, Grojean to York. Rushi salvages the set. Here's Borchers 25 feet away. Head coach Spencer Cordonier instructing. Grojean sets a screen for Vince. Vince rolls down inside. He's 6 feet away. Hits the cutter, Schultze. Blocked by Willow. Rebound shot. Borchers blocked by Willow again. Schultze once more. In and out, no good. Rebound, Willow. Raiders had 4 or 5 shots. Couldn't get it to go. Close, but no cigar. Top of the circle. It is the driver, Brady Griggs, who tries to nestle his way down inside of gold jerseys. Gets below the foul stripe and is fouled. It's common. 35-25, Rushi, 3:28 to go in the third.
Yeah, you're right. Boy, both teams are just up and down the floor banging each other, and they're tired.
Ball inbounded, low in the left. Vermillion cuts to the rim and puts it through for Arlington. Good inbounds play by the Red Devils, who scored four straight. 35-27, Rushi, 3:15 to go third quarter. Vince Borchers near center circle. Mops his brow with his jersey. Two guards for Arlington come out to greet him. He gives it up to York. Near side, Cordonier. Head coach Spencer Cordonier instructs his zone offense against the Arlington zone D. Here's Cordonier in the post. On the arc to Grojean for three. It rattles out, no good. Rebound, Cordonier is good. Braylon Cordonier on the stick back. 37-27.
Braylon having a heck of a basketball game.
And Braylon inside is really giving Willow fits. Baseline right, twisting, turning. Arlington, bank shot. Trenton Heacock, he did everything but go in. It rattled some more. Came out to Borchers. Borchers down the floor in a hurry. On the arc to Cordonier, to Grojean, to York. Raiders up 10, 2:16 left in the third. Cordonier 30 feet away. Goes 40 feet away to Borchers. Again, zone offense, Rushi. Cordonier foul line. Drive by Borchers. He's not guarded. Gets to the rim. Willow challenges late. Shot no good. Rebound, Francis is on the floor. In and out. Missed it. Tough break. Loose ball rebound. Far corner of the floor. Out of bounds. Off Arlington. Rushi dominating offensive boards.
Well, they've got 3, 4. They got 7 here in the quarter.
Rushi just can't get it to go in. There's a lid on it. Ball thrown into Borchers, top of the circle. Down the lane against Willow. Puts it up. In and out, no good. Rebound, Borchers. Hacked on the arm. Rushi taking it right at Willow. Raiders have gotten the ball on the rim. And several times here in this period, the ball has landed on every centimeter of the iron. It just won't go in. 37-27, Rushi still in possession of the ball. 1:40 to go, third quarter. Borchers between circles. Every player breathing hot and heavy.
It's a 6-4 quarter, Rushi.
10 points total in the period. York on the arc. Left corner, Cordonier. left baseline. Francis goes opposite to Grojean. Now to Benjamin York. It is knocked away, stolen by Vermillion. Vermillion hustles down the floor. He's spelled from behind by Cordonier. And that on Rushi might be the fifth, or is that number four in the quarter? And going to the stripe, I think, is Vermillion, maybe not.
Yeah, that was the fifth.
I was correct. A couple of free throws here for Jace Vermillion for Arlington, which is down 10, 37-27, 1:18 to go third quarter. Free throw Vermillion, he's got it. 37-28, Rushiba 9. Second free throw upcoming here by Vermillion. Arlington tries to hang around. Halftime score, Chuck, was what? 8-point differential?
31.3.
Vermillion's got a pair. He's spot on twice.
He missed second one.
No, second one bounced out. I look down, ball sprayed away off the iron. Here's Borchers in the post, around the big man, Willow. Borchers, nice to the rim, and scores. Oh, I love that offense against the zone.
Get to him quick, get it up, and he's not ready. He's not prepared to play defense.
39-28, Rushi. Here's Vermillion, got away with a walk, top of the circle. Threw it to Willow, back to the basket, drives on Francis. Pitches to the three-point shooter, Cavani. Cavani starts to drive down the lane. Shovel shot, left hand, it's good. 39-30, Rushi had been 9. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. Ball thrown to York on the arc. Out back to Borchers. Rushi plays for one. 25 seconds to go in the third. Raiders led by 8 at the half. Rushi's outscored Arlington by 1 here in the third quarter. York feeds Cordonier low in the right. Great pass. Finish by Cordonier. 41-30 Raiders. 10 seconds to go, third quarter. Getting away with a walk is Brady Griggs.
Twice.
He took it to the cup for 2. 3 seconds to go, third quarter. Blocking foul midcourt on Metzger of Arlington. Yeah, boy, both teams racehorsing up and down the floor. 2.1 to go. Rushi up 9. York will throw it inside court. Who will take the 3? York looking. Goes to Cordonier, foul line. 15-footer. Got it! How about that? Woo! Borchers. It was 22 Borchers over Willow. Amazing shot by Borchers. 16-footer. He drained it at the buzzer. Thought the Raiders might go for 3. Instead, Borchers in the teeth of the zone. Caught it, spun, and hit the J. 11-point lead, Rushi at the end of 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy broasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece broasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Oh, big bucket to Vince Borchers to close out the third quarter. It was a buzzer beater. And it lifted Rushi to an 11-point spread, 43-32. We start the fourth. Arlington's got the ball 20 feet away. Dominic Francis comes out on the court to try to intercept the pass to Willow and fouls over the back. How many on Dominic?
That's his third.
3 on Francis. I think you keep him in to try to stem the tide and put this game away over the next 2 or 3 minutes if you can. Here is Arlington with the ball. Griggs 30 feet away. Throws to Willow at the elbow on the left. Willow swings it straight on to Cavani. Cavani to Metzger. Lob pass to Willow. Way too far. Took him below the backboard. He caught it. Used the long arms to make the reverse layup. His first field goal of the half.
It is the first one of the half, but I'll tell you what, that was pretty athletic.
Yep. Willow, the big man, gets a big deuce for Arlington. 43-34, Rushi. 7:19 to go here in the fourth. Porcher's top of the circle to York, left wing. York hangs on, feeds baseline to Dominic, spins on Willow, can't shoot, twists and turns some more, and he walks. His pivot foot never moved. That was a poor call. Dominic Francis moved the non-pivot foot a lot. He moved it three or four different steps, but his pivot foot remained anchored to the court.
Well, if you want to call 3 seconds, I might buy that. He did not travel.
Okay. Here's Willow in the post for Arlington. Spinning. Here comes the double team. Willow, a fall away 10-footer. Oh, it lipped the rim. It did everything but go in. Rushi snared the rebound. 6:48 to go, fourth quarter. Rushi 43, Arlington 34. Cordonier, right wing, York. Into the post. Cordonier takes it to Willow and scores. Cordonier went right at the big man. What a strong play by Brayland. 45-34, Rushi. Dribbling is Griggs, 25 feet away. Goes right corner, Vermillion. Here's a drive. Throws it opposite to Cavani. Deep left corner, Vermillion. Wants to shoot the three, can't. Drives the baseline. Throws to Heacock, opposite. Now left corner three. It is pumped up there by Griggs. Short. Rebound Rushi, and the rebounder is leveled. Porcher's head position. He's fouled. What a great game by Braylon Cordonier.
Wow.
Woo!
Both ends of the floor.
Well, Rushi with possession up 11. A chance to extend the lead over the Red Devils. Long throw up the floor to Grosjean. 6:02 left here in the fourth. Grosjean left corner. Pitches it out back to York, and head coach Spencer Cordonier gets a timeout. Raiders up 11, just under 6 to play in the game. Hunt scores, broadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Well, as we were talking, Chuck, off air during the commercial, this Arlington team is really good. You can see how Arlington gave the small Delta St. John's Club fits.
Well, yeah, you got the big kid inside, and they don't have the two big 6'6 kids playing defense against him.
Delphus 6'1 at the tallest. Here is Rushi out of the timeout in the lane to Porcher's. Shot fake on Willow. Lays it up too strong. Weak side rebound. Dominic Francis stolen away. Hustling down the floor. It is Vermillion. Vermillion fakes left, goes right into the lane and hits it. 45-36. Rushi but 9. Pressing all over the floor now. Arlington. Cordonier gives it up right corner. Dominic Francis. Baseline pass underneath the rim to York. Deflected out by Arlington. 5:18 to go in the fourth. 45-36. Rushi. York to inbounds. Right of the basket. York looking into Cordonier. Shot fake against Willow. Shot fake again. Spins on Willow. Ducks under. Goes to York in the corner. Now out back to Borchers. Team fouls. One each team here in the fourth. 9-point lead, Rushi. 5 minutes left in the game. High right, Borchers. Elbow York in the middle of Cordonier. Around Willow. It's up on the rim. It comes off. Cordonier rebounds. Gardner to Grojean. Grojean knifes into the lane, leaves it for Gardner on the arc, and the Raiders control the ball. Gardner head of the key, dumps a pass down inside to Francis. Handoff on the play to Borchers. Wow. Gardner navigated the lane. About six or seven players were in the middle of the floor below the foul stripe, and Gardner got through there. Here is Arlington in the half court, knocked out of bounds by Rushi. And the Raiders believe it's their ball.
It is.
The officials confer and get it right.
They went to the monitor.
47-36, Rushi, 4:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Full court pressure by Arlington. No tomorrow now. We're deep in the fourth period. Here is York in backcourt. He motions. Ball thrown near side to Borchers. Borchers splits a couple white jerseys. Got fouled. There was a call.
Yep.
It was a late whistle. Borchers was really jostled. He was going to lose possession.
Well, yeah. If you get knocked down, you usually lose the ball.
Two fouls, Arlington. One, Rushi. Raiders up 11. Cordonier, right corner. York out high. Borchers straight away. Picked up by Vermillion. Man-to-man defense now by the team from Arlington. Here's Cordonier. Foul line jumper. Good! Over Willow. Braylon Cordonier, a marvelous game. Here's a long three by Arlington's Vermillion. That was a Hail Mary, and it caromed off the rim. Went out of bounds.
Yeah, that was deep. Woo. Cordonier, 21 now.
Braylon Cordonier. Woo! Tell you what, we haven't even seen the state championship game yet. If Rushi hangs on to win, he's my MVP of the state tournament based on this game.
Well, absolutely.
Here's Rushi attacking. Borchers below the rim. Handoff on the play to Dominic Francis. And somebody in white is on Dominic's back. Braylon Cordonier having the game of his life against often a 6'10 guy in the middle for Arlington. Braylon is trying to attack him whenever possible. Ball thrown 30 feet away out of the floor to Borchers. Borchers catches, foul again. Arlington, 3:44 to go. Next foul, the fifth, and Rushi will shoot. Backcourt, it's Borchers. Man-to-man defense. Here comes the double team. Vince goes around Griggs. Then he trapped with Cavani. Cavani lowers his shoulder, and then he complains, and he gets a technical.
That's not very smart. So Borchers is going to shoot two. If he makes them both, he'll probably stay up there.
Technical foul on Cavani of Arlington. It was an obvious foul. He questioned it. Said the wrong word, and there was the T sign from the referee.
I will tell you that whatever he said, it better have been horrible to call it technical in this spot.
49-36, Rushi. Technical free throws upcoming, plus two shots as a result of Arlington being over the limit.
And I think in the ball inbounds.
3:39 to go. Raiders lead to 13. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to production support in Rushi. We provide customized kitting and poly packaging of all your products. We offer assembly and warehousing, too, at production support in Rushi. Always looking to expand its team with men and women who have the work ethic we prefer. To inquire, check out our website, productionsupport.com.
Production Support in Rushi, 30 years of dependable service at Production Support. Your job is in the bag. We currently produce over 50 million poly bags and hardware per year while maintaining strict quality and accuracy standards. Porter's shooting free throws. One is good, one is no good. And now Braylon Cordonier goes to the line to shoot to Tex.
That's what I said. If Vince would have made both of them, he would have stayed. You miss one, then you put your highest percentage free throw shooter up.
Cordonier's got it. Braylon Cordonier strokes in the free one. Here's the second technical shot with Rushi up now by 15, 51-36. Cordonier again. It is good. What a game. Remarkable performance by Braylon Cordonier of the Rushi Raiders, who lead 52-36. And now we've got more free throws coming.
I think somebody else got teed up.
There might have been two technicals on Arlington. That has to be what occurred. Cordonier hits. My goodness gracious. 53-36. As Rushi parades to the free throw line. Cordonier got it again. Wow! Rushi Raiders go 5 of 6 at the free throw line. This trip down the floor, a two-shot free throw situation, 4 technical free throws, 2 techs called against Arlington, and it's an 18-point explosion. Here's Cordonier at the foul line. Lobs down inside to Dominic Francis. Ball batted away by Willow. Rebound Willow. Foul. Braylon Cordonier. And Arlington will bring it down the floor. Behind by 18. That's what 5 free throws will do to you, Chuck, with the clock stopped.
And then they had the inbounds play. If they were to score there, the Arlington people not very happy. And I don't know where the other technical came from.
Here's a long pass down inside to Willow. Willow leaps to catch it. He's undercut by Borchers, who helps him up. 54-36, Rushi in the lead by 18. 3:18 to go in the fourth quarter. It was a legitimate foul call on Cavity at midcourt. He collided with Borchers trying to make a steal. Arlington wanted to send Rushi to the line. That was the 5th foul or maybe the 6th. But then Cavity was ticked off with the call. And 2 technicals occurred. Here's a drive by Arlington. Dribbling down the left side of the lane goes Griggs. He lays it up and in. Nice play left hand by Griggs. Here's Grogi down the floor for Rushi. 54-38 Raiders. 2:56 to go. Out back to Cordonier. To Borchers at midcourt. Borchers hangs on. Braylon free throw line. Doesn't shoot. Throws it near side to Grogine. Raiders spread the floor. Here comes the trap by Arlington. Foul line. Cordonier puts it on the deck. Goes around Willow. Hook shot. Good! Braylon Cordonier. A magnificent performance. Braylon Cordonier just threw in a swiveling hook shot in the lane over Willow at 6'10". Here's a foul on York of Rushi. 56-38. Rushi in the lead. Braylon Cordonier has been unconscious.
He has
had an incredible show here tonight. How many points for him, Chuck?
That was the 2-4-6. 27.
27 for Cordonier. Here's a great drive into the lane by Vermillion. He showed the ball with the right hand, then got around the defender, went to the cup and scored. Nice play, Vermillion. Timeout called. 56-40, Rushi. 2:16 to go. Unscores, broadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational
and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Oh, it's gotten wild and woolly here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Ferrucci, after the timeout, dribbles down the floor, and Arlington sneaks up from behind to steal. 56-40, Ferrucci. Here's a baseline drive by Griggs. Throws it on the arc to Vermillion. A step-back three-point bomb is good! That was a 30-footer. Timeout, Arlington. 56-43, Ferrucci. 1:56 to go in the fourth. No quit in these Red Devils, who have trailed by as many as 18. Now it's down to 13. Hey, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. We have found out from you what you want, so we've responded. The Happy Pies, Winner's Meats, Hunt Brothers Pizza, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. You can order subs, salads, wraps. We've got piping hot coffee and a varied selection of soft drinks at Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, formerly Wagner's, locally owned and operated Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Thanks to Schaefer Oil and Schaefer Propane in Fort Loramie. Schaefer Oil provides oil to farms, homes, businesses, and trucking companies. Schaefer Propane provides propane to the same customers. Schaefer Oil, also distributor of Marathon and Sunoco gasoline and diesel. A four-generation business that started in 1945. Here's Ferrucci attacking against pressure. Dribble drive, Borchers in the lane, lays it up in traffic, missed it, touched it, and it went out of bounds to Arlington. 1:44 to go. Fourth quarter. Vermillion is the man that Arlington wants shooting threes. Here's a dribble drive down the lane. Griggs, he makes a sloppy pass. It's broken up by Ferrucci. Who did it touch last? A Raider player stabbed it out of bounds. And throwing in is Arlington, baseline left. Not sure if that was a makeup call or
it
what.
Absolutely a makeup call, but it ain't going to make up for all the technicals.
Here's Griggs, top of the circle. Wants to drive on Cordonier, can't do it. Feeds Metzger for three. He banked it. In and out, in and out. No good. Rebound Cordonier. Here comes Ferrucci down the floor. 80 seconds to go. 56-43 Raiders. Borchers out back. Hemmed in. Gives it to Dominic. Back to Borchers. Loops it to York, far side. Middle of the floor, Cordonier. Down inside to Dominic. Layup, good! Cordonier assists Francis. 58-43, a minute to go. Here's Vermillion, 35-footer, deflected on the play by Borchers or York, and Rushi's got it, and this game's in the books. Cordonier, foul line jumper, good! Cordonier was left open. He finished the jump shot. They let him shoot it, didn't guard him. Here's Arlington down the floor, dribbling in traffic, foul. It goes against York. 38.5 to go. Ferrucci up 17. 60-43. Cordonier's got how many? 27? 29?
4, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's got 29.
29 points for Braylon Cordonier. Two free throws, Arlington. The first one is no good by Brady Griggs. 38.5 to go. Understand that Willoughby Cornerstone Christian defeated South Webster by 9 and Ohio Dominican. Ferrucci's opponent in the state championship at 5:15 next Saturday. Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, one of two free throws made by Arlington.
Timeout called. 60-44 Raiders. Back in a moment on scorersbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Chuck just informed me Arlington's got only 8 turnovers for the entire game. That's splendid against Rushi's defense.
Absolutely. I've been impressed with them. That little streak with the technical fouls kind of pushed this game up to a bigger score than it was.
Yep. 6 players in backcourt. York inbounds. Airmails it to Cordonier. Down the floor to Francis in the corner. It's broken up and stolen by Arlington. Taken back by Borchers. Borchers on the arc to Cordonier. 26 seconds to go. Cordonier wants to be fouled. Vermillion steps in, nearly steals. It's getting rough. There's a body block thrown against Benjamin York. 60-44, Rushi. 21.8 to go. 29 points for Braylon Cordonier. He is 1 point short of half of the team's total.
Well, and that's just talking about his offense. His defense was outstanding. Did a good job.
Free throw by Benjamin York is good.
Yeah,
the D by Cordonier on Willow here in the second half, especially excellent. He and Dominic have made life miserable for Calvin Willow, the big center for Arlington over the last 2 quarters. Second free throw, no good. Rebound Willow, 61-44. Vermillion up the floor, right corner. Pitches on the arc to Cavity. Cavity shoots a 35-footer. Hit the rim, straight out of bounds in the corner. Rushi will bring it down. 8 seconds to go.
31-13 rebounding advantage for the Raiders.
31-13 on the boards. 18 rebound difference, and it's over. Rushi on to the state championship. The Raiders the last 2 years were nipped in the state semifinals by Division IV Richmond Heights, which played as a disguised D1 team and beat Rushi with real good fourth quarters the last 2 years in the state semis, the Richmond Heights. But Rushi advances beyond that state semifinal round here tonight, turning back a gritty and resilient Arlington team. 61-44. Raiders win it behind 29 big ones from Braylon Cordonier. Coaches are greeting inside courts. It got hot tempered in the second half, as you would expect. So much was on the line, and there was a stretch where Rushi shot 2 free throws after a foul on Arlington, which then committed 2 technicals. And Rushi made 5 foul shots to get the advantage up into the teens, and it wound up 17, 61-44, not indicative of how tightly this game was played through 3 quarters.
No, Arlington, I was impressed. They didn't turn the ball over like I thought they would. The big kid was the real deal. And I'll tell you what, Jace Vermillion at 20, that kid is a heck of a basketball player.
We'll return with more from the Stroh Center in a few minutes. Rushi 61, Arlington 44 on scorersbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Well, we understand Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. That's right, Willoughby Cornerstone Christian. It's a mouthful. That's the opponent for Rushi in the state championship game in Boys Division 7 at 5:15 next Saturday. Marion Local's opponent is, we think, Kirtland. We think Kirtland won the state semifinal in Division 6. That game's at 2 next Saturday. Rushi victorious here, 61-44. I tell you what, Chuck, it was about as hard-earned, if not maybe a little more so, than a couple wins by Rushi over Botkins during the regular season.
Yeah, well, yeah, they had a struggle. I mean, they had to play hard to win this, but, hey, it's a state semifinal. You got to expect to have to go out there. And it was fun for me to not have a running clock.
Yep. Oh, I agree so much. So many thanks to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. We are in big demand at O'Reilly. We'll grind your first 10 tools free of charge. We do tool sharpening, recoating, special grinds. O'Reilly always accepting applications at 560 East Main for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on ScoresBroadcast.com. In gratitude to A&M Pallet, Rangeline Road in Rushi, A&M serves 200 additional businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Pallet got its unique start way back in 1986 and has grown ever since. If you're looking for work, check out A&M Pallet. Entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3093, 295-3093, A&M Pallet, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Chuck, you've got some final game stats. Rushi wins it 61-44. It was tough sledding for three quarters.
Well, it was, but I'll tell you how you win a game like that. You have Braylon Cordonier go 11 for 13 from the floor.
Whew.
3 of 4 from the free throw line, 3 of 4 from behind the arc. He had 4 rebounds, and I'm trying to find the assists. He had 5 assists. The kid was just terrific tonight, and he is absolutely my Clancy's player of the game on that side of the book. Benjamin York had, wait a minute, York had 9. Borchers had 13, Francis had 8, and Grogene had a 2, and that was a 61 for the game. On the other side, Jace Vermillion had 20, then they dropped down to Willow with 10, Griggs with 9, and I'm going to go with Jace Vermillion as my player of the game for Arlington.
The media, the TV media has captured Spencer Cordonier, Braylon Cordonier, and Vince Borchers. They are all off the Stroh Center court at the moment. Boy, did Braylon Grudagna ever have a game.
Yeah, he was terrific. I mean, he missed two shots and passed out five assists. You know, no, he was, he's been really good. He was the Shelby County player of the year, but that was the best I've seen him play.
61-44, Rushi victorious over Arlington. This segment of our presentation brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
61-44, final score, Rushi over Arlington. And it became a very rugged football game. Well, no, basketball game. it was hardwood, but it was the gridiron as well. It was very physical down the stretch. It got mighty rough. Rushi had the advantage entering the fourth quarter. Big Edge Raiders with the lead entering the final 8 minutes. And Rushi wins with 17. Arlington, real tough out here tonight. You can see why. Arlington upset Delta St. John's last week. Chuck, DSJ, tallest player, 6'1", 6'1 and a half. And Arlington with Willow in the middle, much improved since last season, and really came on strong over the course of this year. He made, what, 9 shots in a row against Delta St. John's?
Yep.
And he gave the Rushi Raiders fits the first 2 quarters here tonight.
Well, he was 5 of 8, but the problem is he only shot the ball 8 times. You got to get him the ball.
Right.
And they didn't. So, you know, but they didn't turn him over as much as they normally do, but they beat him to death on the board, so the combination was still more possessions for Rushi than for Arlington.
Keep in mind, we're on the air about 4:30 tomorrow from the University of Dayton Arena. It's a Division VII girls state championship game. Fort Loramie tries to repeat, go for state title number 5. Arlington, the opponent. Arlington. Waterford. I've got too many teams running through my head. Waterford, the opponent, the club that Fort Loramie beat last year. The Redskins girls beat them 42-29. The same pairing as a year ago tomorrow in D7.
Yep.
D4 last season. Tip-off 5:15, on the air about 4:30 from the UD Arena. So many thanks to F&M Bank with the incredible 7.5% interest rate on the F&M Bank home buyer account. It makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank in Sydney, Anna Jackson Center, and Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Your dream home's a lot closer than you think. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. Well, the media have corralled everybody we wanted to talk to. And maybe we can get a...
I got a 2-hour drive. Let's talk to them next time.
Coach Francis is way down at the far end of the media table. I don't think we're going to catch up with him. Marion Local in Game 1 defeated Colonel Crawford by a score of 52-38. Marion Local advances to the D6 state championship next Saturday at 2 at the UD Arena. We're on the air at 1:20. And Rushi, by beating Arlington here tonight, moves on to the state championship in Division 7. That tip is at 5:15, airtime 4:30 next Saturday. And join us tomorrow at 4:30 from the University of Dayton Arena as the Fort Loramie girls tackle Waterford in a state championship game in D7. Coach Francis has joined us. A quick comment from you, Coach. I know Spencer is tied up. He's tied up with TV media. We'll get you for a minute. Chuck, hand Mr. Francis your headset. Good job, Coach. Good job attacking the zone.
Thank you.
Over the course of the game, it took a little time to get it solved. Arlington was a tough out here tonight, to say the least. What a game by Braylon Cordonier. He was magnificent.
First of all, it's funny that you say that. We took a little while to get it solved. We told the kids it might take a little while to get it solved. And hats off to them. They're pretty good, and the big kid and number 23 and 21 are really good, and it took a little bit to get it solved, but we knew that we could probably wear them down and you know, do some of the stuff that we did. And as far as Braylon, I just told somebody, he's what else can you say about Braylon? Any word I say does not suffice. He's I always tell him, you're a dude, and I don't know quite what I mean by a dude, but he's, you know, he's a Division I athlete, but he's probably could be a Division I in several sports. So
yeah, he had a great role along with Dominic in playing against the 6'10" Willow. Yeah. Describe that defensive effort.
We had to be aware of where he was at all times. With no exceptions, and he's a hard guard. He's somebody that even if we had weak side help, there's no guarantee that we're going to get there. Right. And he's a good player.
State high jump champ.
Yeah, I saw that. He kind of runs like a high jumper, actually.
Yep.
When we watched him run, but I don't know what his final stats were. I'm looking. 4 for 6 from the field. Is that final? Well, is this final or for halftime?
He got choked off in the second half. He did a much better job on Willow.
in the second half of this game as the buzzer sounds again for a final time.
He only got eight shots. It felt like about 18.
As everybody's trying to usher us out of here at the Stroh Center. Congrats, 61-44 over Arlington.
Thank you.
Kudos to the Red Devils. Very strong opponent, to say the least.
They were phenomenal. They were the best team we've played so far.
What do you know, if anything, about Willoughby Cornerstone Christian?
I know they have Ohio's all-time leading scorer, and I just told somebody the conversation stops and starts, or starts and stops right there. That says a lot about him and their team on and our challenge, what we have ahead of us next week. But we got a little time to enjoy this one. We got 8 days till.
Coach Francis, thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. Thanks to our crowd tonight, too.
The crowd.
They were awesome. They were absolutely awesome.
Crowd, a big sixth man, as was Dave Borchers' spirit.
Yes, sir. Rest his soul.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
Thanks to assistant coach Francis. Headset going back to Chuck McBee. As we conclude our presentation of Rushi's victory, final tally here tonight is 61-44. Raiders beat Arlington, advance to the state championship next Saturday afternoon or late afternoon or early evening at 5:15 against Willoughby Cornerstone Christian, which, as Coach Francis noted, has a tremendous score that the Raiders will have to contend with. For our online listeners, for our many sponsors, and for Chuck alongside Stats Color Onsite Engineering, Jack Kramer saying good night from here at the Stroh Center at Bowling Green. Marion Local victorious 52-38. Rushi triumphs 61-44 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations. One solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.